You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is now considering a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package that was approved by the Senate. Most Americans who make less than $75,000 a year will get a $1,200 check. The bill will also help businesses to stay afloat and keep people employed as the coronavirus is continuing to spread across the country. As far as the logistics of the stimulus package, White House Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News,
if this reaches the president's desk tomorrow, Harris, as we expect it will, he will sign it. And then the implementation begins. Secretary Mnuchin has said within the next 3 weeks, people can see that direct deposit or checks if you don't have direct deposit. $1,200 per person for a family of four with two school-aged children, that's $3,400.
3.3 million Americans filed for first-time jobless claims last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Red Cross is extending their financial assistance deadline in Tennessee. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Red Cross is now extending a deadline to file for emergency financial help after those deadly tornadoes tore through the Nashville, Tennessee area earlier this month. The Red Cross announcing that the deadline, which was originally supposed to be today, has been extended to April 1st. The organization's offering emergency financial assistance to people whose homes were destroyed or heavily damaged by those twisters.
Speaking of severe weather, there is a potential for dangerous thunderstorms, including tornadoes, over the central United States today into Friday. Severe storms are possible from eastern Texas all the way up through Arkansas into Illinois and western Indiana. Major League Baseball players are sitting in their homes instead of opening up the season on Thursday as it was originally scheduled. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says he hopes the season can begin in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with the Senate passing the roughly $2 trillion spending bill late on Wednesday night, they are now off until the middle part of April. As far as how things are going, though, in Washington and on Capitol Hill, for that matter, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells Fox News,
"There's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about where we're going. We are facing a threat that we have not seen before. The good news is our president is leading from the front. He is optimistic. He's leaning into it. His containment strategy was effective at the beginning. Our mitigation strategies are producing better than expected. It is our responsibility to continue to social distance. I think we are having a strong impact on the spread of this virus. And if we continue to do those things that we know that we need to do, our economy will be better and we'll have more people living healthier lives and our recovery will be quite fast."
With teleworking and social distancing the new norm for the time being, how do we make sure Fido gets his exercise without being able to go to the dog park? Veterinarian Chad Dodd says,
"Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan coming to you live right now from the offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber, and we also have the offices of the Hunterdon County Economic Development Initiative, and I want to welcome Mark Salek here this morning as well, or this afternoon. I'm losing track of my days.
Same here. Thank you, Chris.
Pleasure to have you here. We thought it'd be a great opportunity for those that are tuning in now, and obviously this is being broadcast on a couple platforms, and this will be available, you know, for the next several days for folks to take a look, but really to share a little bit about the state of the business community. We are truly in unprecedented times for everyone, and, you know, again, I want to start out again, thanking especially the folks on the front line.
Yes.
The individuals up at Hunterdon Healthcare, all of our doctors, all of our nurses, all of our technicians, all of the staff that really keep the hospital going. Our first responders are doing an incredible job, you know, again, maintaining normal service and rising above and beyond. Our law enforcement community, and the list goes on. The Office of Emergency Management on a county and local levels, the Board of Health. I mean, this has been really unprecedented, and unfortunately, as of today, we still don't know when, you know, this is going to end in terms of our response mode and get back to normality. So, you know, one of those conversational points I had this morning with Jim Barnowski here on the radio was, you know, at some point, and we're starting to feel that, you know, business is going to have to start thinking about, you know, what they're going to be doing. So Mark and I just wanted to have a conversation with everybody and share a little bit about, you know, some of the resources that we're putting out there, some of the things that we are doing, both through the chamber and through the County Office of Economic Development, to ensure that our business community is really, you know, in touch with the things that are going to help them in a quick way to not only respond, but really strategically start thinking about how we're going to get on the feet. The analogy I used this morning, Mark, was this is not even just a run or a marathon. This is really a triathlon for business. It's for everybody.
That makes sense. And like you said, businesses are dealing with things that are – it's not just that what is happening is unprecedented. It's the speed at which it's happening. we, and you know this, Chris, of course, both of our offices and others are trying to get a fix on what the business community needs. But even they sometimes, in some areas anyway, it's hard for them to say, because when you don't know what's going to happen the next day and when you don't know how long things are going to last for, it can be tough to figure out how to prioritize what your needs are. So there's a combination of things going on right now that makes it very difficult for them. And I'm sure that on a minute-to-minute basis right now, it's an extremely challenging environment. Of course, you and I both hear the horror stories out there right now. It's tough.
It is. And when you look at this on like a regional disaster, such as, you know, I go back to Sandy or folks have done, this is unprecedented. This involves not only all 50 states throughout our nation, but globally. This is a huge impact. So we are going through this. I've heard, you know, tremendous stories of outpouring and support from our business community. We'll talk about some of those and ways that you can, you know, get engaged at this point to help and support. But I really want to share a little bit about, you know, some of the things that are available to business, because I think we are in a point in time where it has been an information avalanche, you know, at the end of the day. And people are really trying to make sense with, you know, where do I go for the right information? Who do I talk to get the right resources? And, you know, again, this triathlon is going to go on for literally months, you know, if not, you know, into even next year for this recovery period. And again, that doesn't mitigate any of the circumstances of individuals that are dealing with this today. But, you know, at the end of the day, we need to get our economy at some point up and going, our business community. You know, that cycle has to start to turn at some point, and we want to make sure, at least here in Hunterdon, we're offering the resources and the right information to our business community. So let's talk about, you know, some of the things. I know one of the things we did immediately, maybe we could talk about the business resource page.
Yeah, and you hit on it. If there's anything that our businesses need right now because of all the factors that we both just indicated, it's information, right, and reliable information, and it needs to be presented to them in a form that can be digested. A lot of information is out there, as he indicated, and sometimes it's presented as a real hodgepodge. So what happened early on is that the Economic Development Office and, of course, the Chamber of Commerce, we decided that we needed to start a business resources page. And we went ahead and built it on the Chamber of Commerce site, as you well know, Chris.
Sure.
And the goal here was that we didn't want each of our organizations to be competing against each other for messaging. So, and that's across the board. Anything that's going on right now, the chamber and the county have to be acting together in unison to serve the community. So the least we can do is to kind of contribute to the reduction of the noise through partnership like that. So the resource page, what's great about that for the business community is it's one of the few places you can go where all the updates are related exclusively to if you're a business owner or manager. You don't have to cut through a lot of other information that, while very important, like for job seekers or general health information, we leave that stuff better left to entities that are more appropriate to be handling that kind of information. We focus on the business community. So almost everything up there is going to be strictly relevant to one of our merchants on Main Street or even to one of our manufacturers. And the way we've got it broken down, we have it broken down by New Jersey business resources, including things like access to the New Jersey jobs and hiring portal, because some industries are hiring right now, and there are displaced workers for them to pick up. There's federal business resources, a lot of information about applications to the SBA loans, and a lot of tools that the applicants can engage in terms of getting step-by-step help in terms of filling out those applications, because as you well know, it's a confusing process.
No, definitely. And I think that'll be, you know, the ongoing evolution, you know, again, going back to some much smaller scale relative to this, you know, disasters, is having that ability for businesses to understand that. So we've already seen, you know, the state starting to offer different webinars, abilities to, you know, kind of do a call and understand the application process. And one of the things I got to stress is that we are still in this response mode. So, you know, I can't stress as much as it's easy for me to say, but we're dealing with it. The Chamber of Commerce, we're a small business at the end of the day, you know, is patience, you know, in this process, because it can be daunting and overwhelming. You get into some of these applications and it can be very frustrating.
Yeah, it really is. And actually on that front, I know you're going to segue to some of this stuff a little bit later too, Chris, but just to jump on one point there right now, there has been some new financial initiatives announced by the New Jersey Economic Development association to support business, and we can work our way back to these, Chris. But relevant to what we're talking about right now, part of the package we're putting forward is a $150,000 program that will support technical assistance to New Jersey-based companies applying for assistance through the U.S. Small Business Administration. So the organization's going to be contracting with somebody to supply this help. So in addition to the tools that are already up on our shared resource page, there's going to be basically some paid professionals that the state's going to make available for folks that are really struggling with that SBA application.
Yeah, and that's going to be real critical. And I think, you know, one of the other items, and again, we've got, as you said, a whole range of small business that literally can have less than, you know, 10 employees to sole proprietors to mid-sized companies, larger companies. At the end of the day, it's you know, again, I think tapping back to the immediate resources that you may have in play already. And that may be seeking guidance from, you know, again, some of your own professionals, you know, reaching out to your accountant, reaching out to your attorney. I mean, we've got, again, through not only the Chamber and the Office of Economic Development and all of our local business organizations, we'll talk about that in a moment, directories on how to find business in the county. But those personal relationships could at least help you put an initial strategy together. And as the governmental response continues and evolves over the next week and into the following weeks, I think that's a good way to kind of segment that. And I understand, too, there are some very small businesses where that's very hard to do, and that's why we're going to try to keep giving that information down the pipeline.
Yeah, look, what we don't lack for in Hunterdon County is educated, experienced, skilled people. So a lot of people's existing networks, and of course the Chamber and Economic Development's network already has a lot of the folks in it that can get the information to folks, the subject matter expertise to small business owners that they need. But obviously, anything we can do to aid that process is helpful. And so, of course, that's why the Chamber and Economic Development have started a live series right from this studio to make expert advice, or at least very informed advice, if nothing else, available to small business, whereas they may not be able to find it on their own or be able to afford it on their own. And Chris, you kind of kicked that off this morning, didn't you?
We did. We had a program this morning that's up on the Chamber Radio Facebook page, Jim Barnowski talking about, you know, again, the challenging items that come up now because, you know, the business world has been turned upside down, and everything from folks working at home to how you get organized, how do you start to put together a plan in the midst of all these distractions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, topics like that are important to tomorrow morning. We're going to have another group of experts, two employment attorneys, Bill Flahive and his partner, John Mueller, on to talk about, again, you know, legal questions, you know, that are out there for the business community. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's, I think, if not now, and it's one of the things Jim and I talked about this morning, if not now, why wouldn't you tap all of the best resources that you can within your network? And that may not be on the technology side, because one of the things, this is very stressful for business, we emphasized this morning, pick up the phone and make some personal connections, especially if you're working from home and you're isolated. You know, making those connections to colleagues, a business coach, whether it's an attorney, a lawyer, an accountant, you know, anything along those lines, I think are real important. Good sound advice from Jim Barnowski this morning.
Yeah, and folks out there, if there are particular topics that you really feel your business and your peers would benefit from hearing about, please let Chris or I know, and we'll try to line up the appropriate speaker to take the Q&A virtually. We know we're going to move on to some HR issues with this speaker series at some point, and we're also being very informed currently by the business survey that both of our offices did and put out to the business community last week. A lot of you listening probably filled that out. There's a lot of information in there that really speaks to what you all really need to know about to be able to start to move forward. And we've heard you, and we're going to go ahead and line up as many folks as we can to help you out.
And if this is the first time you're hearing about the Business Impact Survey, I'm sure we're going to be doing another one.
Yeah, good point.
Don't know exactly when, but you know, at any point, feel free to reach out to Mark at the Office of Economic Development, reach out to me at the Chamber. The resource page, like Mark mentioned, is right up on the Chamber's front page, huntertonchamber.org. You can't miss the icon. You just click it on there. And one of those, you know, we live in a really great time in terms of business and society. We've got technology on so many fronts and that access to information. But, you know, one of the things we instituted last week, trying again to keep the communications alive throughout the county, was to reach out to our six or seven local business organizations here in the county. So we started having a conference call with them. We just had another call on Wednesday. Mm. This was yesterday. I got to keep track of my days.
It's tough.
It is. But Wednesday was another good, again, exchange of information. So, you know, we're reaching out and talking to, I don't want to miss anybody, so help me, but the Flemington Community Partnership has been participating, the Highbridge Economic Development Advisory Group, which ties into the Highbridge Business Group, the Clinton Guild, the Milford Merchants Association, the Frenchtown Business Association, the Delaware Raritan, or the Delaware Rivers
Delaware River Towns,
Towns Chamber. Did I miss anybody?
I don't think so.
Let us know.
I think, but certainly others are welcome to join in, obviously.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
And we're really trying to hear what's going on that real local Main Street level. We're trying to, again, get that communication back down to the local level. So, you know, through each one of our networks, hopefully there's a wide enough web out there for folks to all be informed.
And just as importantly, I think the last thing either one of us would claim is that we have all the answers either. So we're getting incredible feedback back from them, and they're able to share with each other. And that's, I think, you know, when I was talking to freeholders this week, I was saying that a lot of our, all of our combined resources, unfortunately, against something this big, it's a little bit like throwing a rock at Godzilla, right? But we have to throw that rock. And so, you know, one of the most important things we can do is provide those connection points so that if we can't help people, perhaps they can help each other. So to that point, Chris and I have also been hosting a daily call for mayors from all around the county. And they, especially in the beginning of all this, when the rules were changing every day, have been communicating with each other, helping each other adapt through this platform that we've created. And, of course, also, just like Chris said, it gives us yet another conduit to get information out to the people that really need it. So communication is key in all circumstances, but I think particularly right now.
It is. And another suggestion for individuals, and I know for our small businesses, sometimes it's hard to be a part of a chamber of commerce. Or sometimes it's even hard to be part of a statewide organization or a national organization. But I can suggest, because pretty much across the board, most of our state and national organizations that may be very industry specific might be another resource for you in particular to your industry.
Yeah.
I know I was on the New Jersey CPA site, the Society of Certified Public Accountants. They've got a toolkit that's specific to finance and to, you know, the business community. We've got links to the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce and New Jersey Business and Industry Association. Oh. Again, very specific, you know, to certain segments within the industry that we might not have that direct information. But, you know, again, you may be looking for something very specific that, you know, you just can't find, you know, potentially through our site.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, just to emphasize that point about the way Chris and I's office operates, if we don't know the answer, we'll find you the answer. So if you're looking for some of those connection points and you don't know how to go about searching, just let us know and we'll go ahead and do the work for you. So
definitely. So we're going to continue our conversation. If you're just joining us, this is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Got Mark Salick here. We're live in the studio. I think we are at our social distancing range.
We're probably about a half a foot or so under, but we're close. Yeah, yeah.
Close. But Mark is the director of the Office of Economic Development for Hunterdon County. And again, we're really trying to provide, you know, information to you and also hear from you. So I can't stress enough, if you do need to reach out to us, our contact information is up on our respective websites. Let's give the economic development website as well.
Yeah, it's HuntingtonCountyEDC.com. EDC, basically, it would stand for Economic Development Council. But that is a site that is basically available for those companies that are looking to expand within Hunterdon County or relocate to Hunterdon County. We've got a lot of valuable tools in there that allows folks to search the county by demographics and all kinds of other criteria, as well as a site locator that gives folks the ability to see where else they might want to move their commercial enterprise, if such a move is something they need to do. Information about our grant program as well.
Sure, definitely. Well, you know, one of the other areas that I wanted to talk about was, again, a network that we've set up with our local business organizations, and that was instituting a restaurant blitz. You know, with the executive orders that the governor's put in place for folks to stay home, you know, again, we looked kind of on a triage front, and one of those frontline businesses that is so critical to keeping our communities going are our restaurants, our takeout and our food establishments. So we do know that many of the local business groups, which is wonderful, have information up on their site. We'll go through those again before we're done with our show. But if you were to visit 100inchamber.org, right on the front page, there's a click-through button. You can go to a directory. We're updating that directory on a daily basis. So if you're a restaurant that's not listed or you don't know that this restaurant that you know is not on there, just go right on there. There's a form to fill out. It comes in, and hopefully we'll get that up as soon as possible. Concurrently to that, we also launched a Facebook page, and it's actually a group. So you can go to 100 in Restaurant Blitz if you search that in your group, and that's just an ongoing series of threads and posts that actually provide information on the restaurants in real time. Because I think that, the restaurants, and we go beyond that a little bit, in terms of not just restaurants, but it is truly our local organizations, our local businesses that support, our economy in so many ways. These are the folks that, take out the sponsorships and sponsor our Little League teams, yep, or whatever the sports cause is, the scouting organizations, the church causes, the nonprofits. So it's so tough right now for our very small, locally owned, especially now our retailers, but in addition to the establishments that are open, that coming to, support to buy local, if it can't be stressed enough, I don't know how much more we can stress it.
Well, and on top of that, a lot of people are really bunkered in their house right now, so getting out for some of that curbside pickup is about the only fresh air you're able to get each day, considering how much stuff is locked down. So another benefit right there.
And when you look at, again, the Chamber promotes the spirit of free enterprise. You look at the creativity that our small businesses have been able to pivot around, mm-hmm, and the ability to go ahead and, respond to this, very important, crisis that's at hand. We've seen some real great resiliency in the business community to do just that.
Yeah, and I'll remind everyone also, if you live in Clinton or one of our less rural areas, a lot of those business associations operating in those areas have also put together listings of their restaurants that are offering the curbside service. So between what the Chamber is providing and what the local business associations are providing, you can pretty much find what you need. And may we even suggest that instead of purchasing meals currently for current use, buying gift certificates for the future is one of the best ways that we can keep these folks in business. And it's not like you're throwing money away. Obviously, you can gift it to somebody, donate it, or use it yourself at a future time.
Yeah, definitely. And many establishments have said to me that, you can call up on the phone. They can go ahead and make that transaction happen. They could drop it in the mail to you, so you don't necessarily have to go there. So just think about that. That's a great suggestion.
We're not talking about food on that last one.
No, we're talking about the gift cards.
I
think is, again, a great way to continue to support our local establishments, our local businesses, as well. And, again, take advantage of those resources. One of the other things that, we put into play, when you look at a business, sometimes we don't think of nonprofits as business. Mm-hmm. Here in Hunterdon County, we've got some substantial nonprofits that are businesses. We've got entities like the YMCA that employs, quite a few folks. We've got the United Way. We've got other, many others, Hunterdon Helpline, and the list goes on, Prevention Resources. All of these entities that, as we go through this crisis, their services right now are going to be needed more than ever, and especially in the upcoming months. So we also want to think about, our nonprofit community. So we did launch up another Facebook group for Hunterdon County Nonprofits in Need. Again, just as a clearinghouse for those entities or people that are involved or support those causes to go and post information on things that they're doing. For instance, this morning we put some posts up about the various needs of the food pantries throughout our county. These demands and social services, unfortunately, are going to only increase, as people are laid off, as people are furloughed, as there's less spending. So these are just, again, all part of that, very important part. When you look at an economy, it's not just business. There's a lot of interconnectivity from a lot of different sectors. So You can find those links as well up on the 100inchamber.org page. You can find the resource page up there. And again, we're also looking, like Mark said, if there are ideas or suggestions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if folks have something that we want to take a look at, and I've gotten several already, you know, on things that we could look to do and try to bring some of that, you know, normality back. I know, just for instance, here, we've already started to convert and have had quite a few, our regular committee meetings over to Zoom, just like business. So we conducted our leadership alumni board meeting yesterday on Zoom, probably had about a dozen folks on that. So, you know, there's a lot of change and a lot moving forward, and it's going to take patience and perseverance and I think a little bit of a spirit of optimism. And I think, you know, one of those things is when this comes together, and having been in Hunterdon County for a few years, you know, I think there is something special and unique because our county always comes together. Our 26 municipalities always come together, and I think we're seeing that, you know. So to focus on some of that, I think, for the business community as well, is only a positive, you know, antidote to some of the stress.
This is my first disaster while living in Hunterdon County, so I don't have the previous experience, but I'm certainly seeing it now.
Sure.
One thing I wanted to note before we moved away from it for good, perhaps, sure, on the resource page on the Chamber site, another FYI is that we do have a news feed on there for business, too, that we really do work virtually round the clock to make sure is updated. There's multiple updates a day. If it's something happening that's been announced at the federal, state, or even local level that can impact your business significantly, we're making sure that we get it up there. And matter of fact, today it's updated as of already just an hour ago. So in addition to the links to all the resources you need for the things we've already discussed, if you need to kind of get a quick fix on what's going on as well, that news feed is being worked on constantly.
Excellent. Well, if you're just joining us, it's coming up on about 2:30. We're going to take a quick break. This is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. We've got Mark Salek of the Office of Economic Development here at Hunterdon County in the studio, sharing again about the business response and the state of the business community, and obviously some of the resources that are out there for you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is now considering a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package that was approved by the Senate. Most Americans who make less than $75,000 a year will get a $1,200 check. The bill will also help businesses to stay afloat and keep people employed as the coronavirus is continuing to spread across the country. As far as the logistics of the stimulus package, White House Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News,
if this reaches the president's desk tomorrow, Harris, as we expect it will, he will sign it. And then the implementation begins. Secretary Mnuchin has said within the next 3 weeks, people can see that direct deposit or checks. If you don't have direct deposit, $1,200 per person for a family of four with two school-aged children, that's $3,400.
3.3 million Americans filed for first-time jobless claims last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Red Cross is extending their financial assistance deadline in Tennessee. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Red Cross is now extending a deadline to file for emergency financial help after those deadly tornadoes tore through the Nashville, Tennessee area earlier this month. The Red Cross announcing that the deadline, which was originally supposed to be today, has been extended to April 1st. The organization's offering emergency financial assistance to people whose homes were destroyed or heavily damaged by those twisters.
Speaking of severe weather, there is a potential for dangerous thunderstorms, including tornadoes, over the central United States today into Friday. Severe storms are possible from eastern Texas all the way up through Arkansas into Illinois and western Indiana. Major League Baseball players are sitting in their homes instead of opening up the season on Thursday as it was originally scheduled. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says he hopes the season can begin in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with the Senate passing the roughly $2 trillion spending bill late on Wednesday night, they are now off until the middle part of April. As far as how things are going, though, in Washington and on Capitol Hill, for that matter, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells Fox News,
"There's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about where we're going. We are facing a threat that we have not seen before. The good news is our president is leading from the front. He is optimistic. He's leaning into it. His containment strategy was effective at the beginning. Our mitigation strategies are producing better than expected. It is our responsibility to continue to social distance. I think we are having a strong impact on the spread of this virus. And if we continue to do those things that we know that we need to do, our economy will be better and we'll have more people living healthier lives and our recovery will be quite fast."
With teleworking and social distancing the new norm for the time being, how do we make sure Fido gets his exercise without being able to go to the dog park? Veterinarian Chad Dodd says,
"Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, I want to welcome everyone back to a special edition here of 100 in Chamber Radio. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan, joined here live in the studios with Mark Salek of the Office of Economic Development. And we've been sharing over the last half hour, you know, a lot of different resources that are available for business. We'll recap some of those again, and you can find a lot of information at 100inchamber.org. We have a joint page there for businesses. But again, I can't thank enough. You know, there's so much response happening for our community. But right on the front lines is 100 in healthcare. They're a tremendous supporter of our community throughout the entire year. But the doctors, the administration, you know, the nurses, the technicians, everybody that keeps the hospital going is working on tremendous overtime. And they're doing a phenomenal job, along with all of our first responders, our law enforcement, working with our local, you know, leadership as well, the Office of Economic Development, the Board of Health for the county, in addition to some of the local responses. Want to mention, though, Mark, if you're have information or have concerns or would like information specifically about the COVID virus for you, your family, your employees, 100 in Healthcare did open up a hotline. Mm. And it's being staffed 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That number is 908-788-6440. And you can go right to our page or right to the hospital page if you miss that and use that hotline, because it really is about having the right information to take the next step, especially for our health, and then, you know, the next step. And that's what we're going to talk about, some of the next steps for business as we continue to be in this response time and this moments of uncertainty. And then as we move forward, so we all hope, in the next several months towards a recovery at some point. So that's the optimism we've got to keep on the table. But I know the EDA today released some a big announcement. We talked about it briefly, but maybe, Mark, you want to jump into some of the specifics on some of the assistance now that will be available to businesses in the state and here in Hunterdon County.
Yeah, happy to, because this is really, really valuable news that is essentially breaking right now. Before I do, though, I'd like to throw on that a list of people to thank, to be honest with you, is some of the people on the front line of the service industry, you know, the folks that have to man the places that we have to go to.
Sure.
And, you know, it's great that they have their jobs, but, I mean, there's no question that people in grocery stores and places like that are taking a bigger risk than the rest of us are with their health in order to keep those places open so that, you know, we can have the supplies we need. And so I thought about that a lot as I visited those places, so I definitely want to thank those folks as well, in addition to everybody else.
Definitely.
So New Jersey EDA, so the New Jersey Economic Development Association, they've been saying and hinting for a while that they would also come out with some new financial tools for New Jersey businesses to start to go along with the SBA programs that have already been released. And they did announce today five or so new programs. And so we just are getting this, so I will read on it a little bit. But the New Jersey Economic Development Authority Board today approved a suite of new programs designed to support businesses and workers facing hardship related to this current crisis. And I've waded through a bunch of this stuff here. But basically, these new initiatives focus on businesses that have been hit hardest by the virus, like local small business, mid-sized businesses that have had to close or drastically reconfigure operations, and new businesses who are really just getting up on their feet. So they've got a wide variety of programs. Here's some of the details. They have and this is all approved, Chris,
right?
Small Business Emergency Assistance Grant Program. It's a $5 million program that will provide grants up to $5,000 to small businesses in retail, arts, entertainment, recreation, accommodation, food services, and others to stabilize their operations and reduce their need for layoffs or furloughs. And by the way, keep in mind as I read this that the link to the news release that I am reading, of course, is up on our joint resource page that we've mentioned a couple of times. If you, again, once you get to the page, if you scroll down to the news feed,
right,
you can hit this link. The other items are pretty great as well. Small Business Emergency Assistance Loan Program. This is a $10 million program that will provide working capital loans of up to $100,000 to businesses with less than $5 million in revenues. Loans made through the program will have 10-year terms, and it's 0% the first five years, and then it is readjusted to a low-interest program for the next 5 years. They've also implemented some programs. I'll let folks go read on their own, but essentially they have partnered with and shored up some of the community development finance programs and added to their grant programs. They've also got a program called the New Jersey Entrepreneur Support Program, which is a $5 million program that will encourage continued capital flows to new companies, often in the innovation economy. This really is crucial because we know we need these new innovative companies to drive New Jersey's economy in the future. Sure. It would be a shame if the next Google or next Facebook or something like that was getting snuffed out right now just as it was about to soar. So putting programs in place that are going to protect those kind of emerging innovation companies is extremely important to the future of our economy right now. And then I'll just mention one more time one that we mentioned in the first half if people are just joining us. And this is important for everybody struggling to wade through their SBA application. I do want to emphasize again on our shared resource page under the Federal Business Resource section, we do have some tools that you can go through. We can literally be on Skype with the counselor and have yourself talk through.
It's huge. It's huge. It is. Huge. It really is.
But on top of that, the EDA has set up an emergency technical assistance program, which basically they're contracting with some professionals that will advise folks walking through the application. They're going to put a $150,000 contract in place, and apparently those guys are going to get up and running soon. So it'll be more help for folks struggling with that application because the last thing our businesses have right now is time and frustration to waste on that. The only other point I'll say on this program is that they don't announce a specific day that the applications for these programs are going to be available, but our understanding is it's going to be sometime next week.
Which is great. And, you know, it is one of those things when you look at the mountains of information and then you just jump into one of these loan programs, it can be frustrating. I think another great state resource that has been launched by the New Jersey Business Action Center, and this is an expansion of what they have been doing, and it's a great, you know, department for especially small business or mid-sized business to turn to. So let's talk a minute or two about the hotline that they have set up in response to that. And we'll give out that number, and it's up on our site as well.
Absolutely. It's up on our site. Everything we talk about today pretty much is up on our site. I can't emphasize enough how much Chris and I and our teams are working on this. But the New Jersey Business Helpline, 1-800-JERSEY-7, 1-800-JERSEY-7. And that's the phone number for the New Jersey Business Action Center. It's basically for any question your business may have. The BAC, Business Action Center, essentially they work with offices like mine and chambers as well to assist small, actually all business. Basically, they're liaisons between a bunch of departments and a bunch of resources. They have tremendous knowledge and they have tremendous contacts. And essentially, the same service that they provide when we bring them in to help one of our businesses, they're basically that set of skills they'll use for anyone that calls into this line. So again, 1-800-JERSEY-7. I would definitely use it if you can't get the information you need locally.
And I know businesses that have used that service that I've turned to use, they really, as an ombudsman of information, they may not have that direct, but they're going to guide you to the right department, the right people, and ensure. Because, you know, when you're dealing with, like, any governmental entity, especially on a state level or federal level, it's just the complexity of who's in charge, where do I get an answer. So it may have something to do with a particular license for a business. It may have to do with a certain certificate that they need. Let's mention as well, I'll come right back down, because we've heard this from the mayors. It just popped in my head that, you know, I get the sense that all 26 towns are responding very well to help business stay in business, you know, at the end of the day. So I can't encourage you enough if you have a particular, you know, issue with a business that you need to get an answer from a local municipality, reach out. There's a way that each business can reach out to your particular municipalities. We have a municipal directory up on both sites, but I know that the mayors and the town administrators and our clerks are really being responsive to the needs of business so that we can do our best collectively to keep business open.
Yeah, business associations too, of course. So you do at the town level before you even get to a me or a Chris or the state level, you do have resources right at your fingertips in your backyard, so to speak. So
yeah, so do that. I highly suggest you consider again taking a look at some of the local business organizations. I know they are putting up very hyper local information, so that's a great resource anyway. I mean, the Chamber's had for decades. I got to give kudos to Suzanne Legay, my predecessor. She actually established the Buy 100 and Buy Local campaign, so that's been something that we've been promoting for about 25 years, and you've got our local towns promoting their local campaigns as well. And that local, I think, dollar spent, and this is something that we'll talk more about as we go into the next several weeks. Oh, yeah. We've shifted off to the e-commerce platforms. We've gone to national suppliers, and nothing against, you know, national companies, but I know, you know, and on a local level, that connectivity and the jobs that are created and the money that stays local is so critical. So as we move out of, you know, this crisis and move into recovery, we want to make sure that people are really shopping local, spending local, you know, at the end of the day.
It's never been more important to buy local. And that's not hyperbole. It's literally true. You know, we love our main streets here. We love the people that live down the block from us that are business owners. We have got to make, you know, without going to an extreme, or maybe going to extreme, but literally we should just make pledges to ourselves as much money as much money as we can over the next 3 months, over the next 6 months, even longer. As you mentioned, Chris, maybe we won't be digging out of this till the end of the year or longer. We've got to make sure we're supporting the folks around us.
Without a doubt. And to that end, I know there are businesses that are reaching out saying, how can I help in this response? So I know through the Office of Economic Development the Office of Emergency Management up on their website, which is, again, linked on our site. And then in addition to that, 100 in Healthcare, which is linked up on our site, have some opportunities for businesses to step in. I just heard about one in institution here that was able to procure and is in the process of procuring various medical supplies above and beyond. I know the United Way of Hunterdon County is one of those drop-off points, so you can visit the United Way site for that information, because I know they're looking for face masks and gloves and different items that are all listed. So there's going to be a tremendous way to show your support as well. But in the here and now, I know we've talked to businesses. I've talked, you've marked, to businesses that maybe have some of these supplies. They may have several hundred gloves that are lying around. And we hear it in the news nationally. Well, we're hearing it locally that we need to get that PPE, that personal protective equipment, out to our first responders, out to the medical field. So that, I know, is a definitive need. The county's coordinating that. Check it out on United Way for the drop-off point. And if you're a business or an individual and you have some surplus, now's the time to step up and help in that immediate need.
Please.
Definitely something. And again, if you're looking for information on our local business organizations, we've got that on both sites. You can go ahead and visit that. You'll be able to get that information up there. So I mentioned earlier some of the things that we're going to continue to do, is look at having these special editions of Hunterdon Chamber Radio, bringing on our experts. Tomorrow morning, we are going to have, two employment attorneys on board. Want to encourage you, if you do have a specific question, to consider reaching out to us. You can do that at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. It's right up on the website. Just hit contact. Put your specific question. We're already getting a lot of questions from folks. We want to do our best to answer those questions and or contact you individually, at the end of the day. And that'll be kind of, general tomorrow. We obviously can't give out specific legal advice, at the end of the day over the air. But we're going to talk about, additional resources and ways businesses can address that. We're working on a lineup of some additional speakers next week. Just talked to another business consultant today. He's an attorney who specializes in business restructuring. And we'll see about bringing him on board. Bill Wolfson, who does a weekly show here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, is that individual. We're working towards an HR show, a finance show. So we're going to continue to bring this information out to our business community. And we need some suggestions. We got a lot from the survey, but there's definitely ways to get in touch to give us more suggestions.
Yeah, if you're going to send in a question, you might as well send in a suggestion. I know that if you're a business owner right now, there's no shortage of topics that you might need assistance on. If we can provide it, we will.
Yeah, and then moving forward out of this too, both on the Chamber and many organizations are doing this, we're going to be, offering some various webinars and seminars. We were at a critical juncture here to move forward with the opening of the center, the Unity Bank Center for Business and Entrepreneurship, literally within the next several weeks. Obviously, like all businesses, that's going to be put on hold, completely understandable. But we, too, are looking at ways that we can reshift. We're going to be having some virtual networking opportunities. Talk about the Hack100n meetup that's happening virtually. I think that's tonight, correct?
It is happening tonight. The Hack100n tech meetup happens every month, the last Thursday of the month at Lone Eagle Brewing, but obviously that can't happen this month. So the group has gone ahead and made it a virtual meetup. So the information is at hack100n.com. Just go there. And if you're normally a participant in this event and you've been cooped up in the house and you want something to do, by all means, sign up for it. There's going to be a video component to it, too. So by all means, if you were having a drink with your peers at Lone Eagle when it was an in-person thing, have a drink at your desktop and just make sure everyone can see what you got. So it'll be a tech meetup and everyone can compare beverages as well.
And don't tell Mr. King, Bob, this. Do you only hold a beer? What if I'm holding a Jameson?
Now that's, we'll keep that to ourselves, right?
But that's a great resource, again, in this ever-evolving environment. We'll also be having next week several launching of our meetup networking groups that the Chamber normally does, and those will be virtual as well. So, again, an opportunity for folks. And I think that's where business is getting creative. There's a lot of technology platforms out there and a lot of opportunities to do what we can to keep that business continuity moving forward. Yeah, Mark, go ahead. You had something
else. Yeah, and I just wanted one more thing before we have to close out, Chris, because I know we're getting close. We only mentioned it in passing earlier, but I do want to remind folks that the state of New Jersey has started a jobs and hiring portal. That link is on our resource page that we've been telling you about this entire radio show. You go to the Chamber's front page. The very first drop down at the top is the COVID-19 business resources. And then if you scroll down under New Jersey Business Resources, the last one you'll see is the COVID-19 jobs and hiring portal. Basically, there's been a seismic shift in some industries in terms of the directional labor. So while some industries have had a huge drop-off, others have had a huge need to hire, such as ShopRite locally. So basically, to help displaced workers and aid the industries that are needing to expand right now to accommodate the current crisis, the state of New Jersey went ahead and basically put this system in place. Now, they threw it together quickly, which they needed to. So, I'll be the first one to say that there's still some features that are needed, such as searching and everything like that. But if you're displaced, there are now a lot, and that's a lot in capital letters, of job opportunities, not only just local but statewide, that are on this site. And if you're a job seeker, I can tell you this site, or excuse me, if you're an employer needing employees, I will tell you this site has been getting a lot of hits. So if you know someone who needs it, let them know. If you need it yourself, please let them know. And you can find that link on our resource page as well. But that is growing fast, the listings there, Chris.
Yeah, so we definitely want to encourage folks. And if you're an employer out there looking to hire, try to get it up on there. Try to get information out. You can reach out to, again, Mark. You can reach out to myself here at the Chamber. And we'll do our best to help you on that. Because, like you said, those shifts in industry are definitely going to happen. And they're going to happen for months. And, there is a need out there on the employment side. And some of these jobs are not just temporary jobs. These are permanent placement jobs as well.
With good companies.
Yeah, so definitely take a look at that and see. So, again, we've got a couple minutes here left on our special edition here on 100 Chamber Radio. Chris Phelan with Mark Salek, the president of the 100 County Chamber. We've got Mark, who is the director of the Office of Economic Development. Want to kind of recap real quick. Visit 100andchamber.org. You'll see the page icon right there. Click through. It's a tremendous set of business resources, as Mark shared. This is being updated daily, and
multiple times.
Yeah, multiple times a day. So we're really trying to get that information as currently and concisely as we can, out there. So if there is something that we're missing, let us know as well, in terms of that. And there's a lot of other, again, great resources popping up throughout our community and our county. We just wanted to, spend a little bit of time with everyone here this afternoon and start to put that out. This will be running concurrently and will continue to run on our Chamber's Facebook page on Chamber Radio. We'll have it up on our site, you know, shortly as well with a podcast. And again, we hope that this has been, you know, helpful to our business community and those that are in the midst of this. And any closing thoughts, Mark, as we move forward?
No, just everybody know that everybody's in this together. I hope everyone is staying well. And we've talked to enough businesses. We know how tough it is out there. I really, to be honest with you, wish we could do more, Chris, but we're going to do what we can. And if you have any input on what that should be, please do not hesitate to tell us, because if it's humanly possible for us to get it done for you, we will.
Definitely. Well, I want to thank Mark Salek, the Director of the Office of Economic Development for Hunter County, joining us here today. And again, I just want to, I can't do this enough, but really want to thank the folks and the responders on the front line. Hunter Healthcare is doing a phenomenal job. Visit their website if you have specific COVID questions. They've got a hotline up there. They've got a lot of other information. Our Hunterdon County Board of Health is another great resource for hyper-local information about this pandemic, and also the Hunterdon County Office of Emergency Management. So lots of resources. Check out our page. And, again, please go out and try to – don't go out, but go out of your way to check in on others and help each other. Like Mark said, you know, this is a community that really connects. I've shared, you know, having gone through the crises, but I don't think generationally we've seen such a national and global crisis that we're experiencing right now. And I do think, you know, that when you listen to the experts nationally on our economy and statewide on our economy, this is going to be the long run. So we've got to persevere. We've got to help each other out where we can. Lean on those resources. Lean on those networks. Now's the time to just stop texting as much and maybe Facebooking as much. Pick up the phone and call each other and get connected, because I do think we have to take care of our own mental health as well, our own stress, you know, as well, and manage and mitigate that so that we as a business community can continue to, you know, move forward. Yeah. So thank you to everyone listening. Want to thank also our county leadership. Want to thank our local leadership from all of our municipalities. Yeah. Thank the leaders here in the business community as well. And together, again, we hear that. Together we're going to be stronger, and we truly will. So visit HunterdonChamber.org. Check out the joint webpage by the Office of Economic Development and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Feel free to reach out to us. Please be safe and be well.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.